When timber harvests are conducted, piles of wood debris, known as slash, are left over. It's often burned to get rid of it, but often there is so much after a logging operation that it can increase fire danger in drier months. Now the Lands Council and its executive director, Mike Peterson, are promoting a new technology in the form of a small burner called a biochar kiln.
The way it burns, it kind of constricts the amount of oxygen, even though you see the flame and it eats the smoke much better. And so you have a lot less smoke. And then you douse it when it's all a big, huge bed of coals. Instead of turning it ash like a slash pile would, it turns into biochar.
He says rather than releasing massive amounts of carbon into the air during a slash pile burn, much of the carbon is sequestered into the biochar. That biochar can then be used as a nutrient to feed plants. Peterson says the Lands Council plans to spread it on the forest floor where it also retains water.
It has some other nutrients in it depending on if it's made from wood or grass or ag waste or whatever. So this stuff made out of wood has you know, some other nutrients like nitrogen in it and sometimes potassium and phosphorus.
Peterson says the group received a grant from the Washington Department of Commerce to test out the kiln. A demonstration burn will be performed Wednesday near Sherman Pass. Forest Service and DNR officials have been invited to attend and see the potential of the device. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.